Begin the current daf, Masechet Avodah daf Nun Zayin. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara brings an incident relating to the previous Gemara's discussion regarding if, besides the law of Yayin Nesach, when a non-Jew shakes, moves with his hands into the wine, it's problematic, of, according to everyone, from having benefit. There is a machlekes that we quoted in the Brisa between Reb Nosson and the Tanakama regarding if it was not for the intention of Yayin Nesach, but just that he touched it. Which actually we had Reb Nosson who says that if one touches, it's forbidden even from benefit. We had the Tanakama who said that you can't drink it, but you could have benefit by selling it. And actually we quoted Reb Shimon, who that's what the incident of Shmuel was going like, which we mentioned in the previous daf on the top of the summit, who said it's permitted even to drink it. Now relating to this machlekes, the Gemara brings Ahu Uvdu Dehava Bebirim. There was an incident in this place, Birim. Dahu Evid Kachavim, Dehava Kasolik Bediklam. There was a non-Jew, an idol worshiper, who was going up a tree, a palm tree, the Iso Laliv, and he brought a palm branch. Now, Bahadi Dekonachas, when he was coming down, he was taking down the Lulav, Naga Beresha Dulaliva Bechamra Shalibik Avana. So the tip of the Lulav, which is very tall and pointy, ended up going into wine unintentionally. But when he was coming down, the Lulav just hit some wine. Shari Rav Lizvuni Lilav Dekachavim. So Rav did not permit them to drink it, but he permitted them to sell the wine to a non-Jew. Now that Amale Rav Kahana Rav Asila Rav, they asked him, "Vahamar Huda Amar, you Rav yourself, the, you had said that Tinik ben Yoimai, a child that's even one day old, who Isa Yayin Nesach, if he goes and he plays around with some Jewish wine, he makes it forbidden to have benefit from it as Yayin Nesach. So you see that it's not required to have intention because a one day old baby doesn't have kavana. So why is it any different than this non-Jew who's coming down and unintentionally he ends up shaking the wine with his lulav, but you don't need to have das. And you said it should be asa b'hana, so why you allow them to sell this wine to non-Jews if the Jew who's selling is going to have benefit? Amluhu, he said to them, Amer de Amri, no, when did I say that a one-day-old child is going to make the wine forbidden? That was b'shtia, that's to drink it. B'hana mi Amri, to have benefit, did I say? And that is where the Rishonim explained is going like the Tanakama of Reb Nosson, where if a non-Jew touched unintentionally, not for the purpose of to be menasach the yayin, for doing for his avodah zarah, he touches the wine, it's permitted to sell to have benefit, but it's forbidden to drink it. And that's what he said, that yeah, that doesn't have to be intentionally, and that's even for a day-old child, but for benefit, that is permitted, and therefore he allowed them to sell it to a non-Jew. Now Gufa, the Gemara now quotes this teaching that they had brought in to ask on Rav from Rav himself. Amar Rav, Rav says, Tinik ben yaymai isi yayin nesach. A day old child, if he touches the wine, he can make it into yayin nesach, as we explained, not for prohibition of benefit, but at least for prohibition of drinking that wine. On that Esve Rav Shimon bar Chila Rav, he asked him the following price. The price says, Lekech avodim min oivdik yichavim. If someone purchases slaves from non-Jews, shemalu v'loy tavlu, where they had circumcised themselves, but they didn't yet immerse in the mikvah. The Gemara tells in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav Aleph that with the way a Jew, when he buys a slave from a non-Jew, so they have to convert to Judaism to a certain status as the way women are. That's how the slaves of Jews are. Now, he's not considered a convert until he circumcises and immerses himself in the mikvah. So although he's circumcised, but if he didn't yet immerse himself in the mikvah, and v'chein b'nei ha-shvachah, same thing applies, which is an added chiddush, even the children of the Jewish, of the maidservants, the non-Jewish maidservants that are working in the Jewish home, shemalu v'loy tavlu, where if those children of the maidservants circumcised themselves but did not immerse themselves in the mikvah, so although they were born in a Jewish home, and they didn't grow up even amongst the non-Jews, still for them to be considered avadim, that in Jewish law have an eved of Yisrael has halacha like a Jewish person to a certain extent, like the way the laws of mitzvahs of Jewish women are, he has to have circumcision and immersion. And obviously Rashi points out, it's talking about where the mother herself who carried this child didn't immerse herself beforehand, because if she had immersed, then the child wouldn't need tefillah, all he would need would be circumcision. But we're talking about the mother did not. The child that's born, if he's circumcised and did not have immersion, so then he's not considered like a Jew. And therefore, rukon umedris and b'shuk tame. Their spittle and what they step on in the marketplace is going to be tame. Now, the chiddush in that is even though this is taking place in the marketplace, where generally we say that when there's a suffix tame b'shus haram, it's going to be tar, here the sages did not consider the tuma of a non-Jew as a doubt. Rather, they consider it as a definite tuma. So it's not a suffix if he's a zav or a zava. Rather, they gave a definitive rabbinic tumah to the non-Jew, where they said that everything of a non-Jew should be like a Zav, no matter what is happening with his body, if he's really flowing Zivas or not. And therefore, even though it's in the marketplace, where if it was a Suffolk Tumah, would be Tahar, but since it's a definite Tumah, so then their spittle and their what they step on, which is like the laws of a Zav, is going to be Tumah. Now, it says the Braisa, actually, Ba'amrullah, some say that, no, regarding this Halacha Tahar, what their spittle that comes out of their mouth or what they step on is going to be Tahar, because since for a slave who's becoming this quasi-Jewish state of a Jew, of a slave of a Jew, where to be circumcised but not immersed is very uncommon to be in that middle stage. Usually if he's circumcised, he's going to immerse himself. So generally there's a dictum in Halacha that Milsud Leishchich LeGazav Rabbanu. The rabbi did not decree on unnatural types of cases. And since it's not such a normal case, therefore, in this medium state, actually what he's going to touch is going to be Tahar. Continues the Braisa, and this is what we're getting to. Yenon, regarding the wine that they touch, these slaves or children of maidservants in the Jewish home that didn't immerse themselves in the mikveh yet, G'daylam Eisen Yayin Nesach. Adults, larger children, what they touch is going to become Yayin Nesach. Ketanim, minors, ain't Eisen Yayin Nesach. What they touch is not going to become Yayin Nesach. Explains the Braisa of Elohim G'daylam Elohim Ketanim. What qualifies as bigger, an older child, what's considered a younger child, that the younger is making the Yayin Nesach, younger now. Says the Braisa G'daylam, the older ones, is Yedin B'tiv Avodas Kechav U'Misham Shea. We're talking about a child that understands what Avodah Zarah is and all its accessories. That's a child who knows Avodah Zarah. When he's touching it, that we give the Gezerah of Yayin Nesach on this slave, because again, although he's a Jew, he's a slave of a Jew, and he even circumcised, but he didn't yet become that status because he didn't yet tevel in the mikveh. Katanim, a small one, is Eidim Yedim Tiv Avodas Kechav U'Misham Shea. He doesn't understand Avodah Zarah. When that little child of this slave who had circumcision didn't yet immerse in the mikveh, what he touches is not going to become Yayin Nesach. But one thing has to come on, Rav, Katani Mias, but we learned in the Braisa, it says, G'daylim in, the bigger boys, the bigger children, in yes, is going to become Yayin Nesach. Ketanim loy, the smaller ones, is not going to be. So, because we said that this slave is the same as a regular non-Jewish child, because he didn't yet have his tefillah, and we see that it does not make it into Yayin Nesach, which contradicts Rav, who says, even though a day-old baby makes it into Yayin Nesach. Says the Gemara, Tirgema, no, you should have it, translate this halacha of the Braisa, Abnei Shvachis, that this is going on, the children of the maidservants. Why would that be different? He also needs tefillah. Difference is because he was born in a Jewish home. So there the rabbis did not decree if he's a minor, so although he's not fully Jewish, but he's a minor and he's in a Jewish home, he's definitely not doing it for Avodah Zarah. And it's regarding those children that we said that they're not going to make it into Yayin Nesach. But regarding a slave of a non-Jewish household, who now they're being bored by a Jew, if he had just circumcision and not immersion in the mikveh, then even a day-old baby would make it into Yayin Nesach. And that is the Gemara, but Havachin Kama. But the Braisa said two halachas. It said two categories. It says if someone buys a slave from non-Jews, or if he bought the children of maidservants, that they have these two halachas regarding their spittle and what they step on, and regarding the wine. And it says V'chein, and so too. It sounds like that they both have the same halachas. Says the Gemara, no, arukanu midrasam. There's two different halachas for these two different categories that we're talking about in the Braisa. One is regarding the wine, and one is regarding their spittle and what they step on in the shuk, in the marketplace. Says the Gemara, for what are we comparing the sons of the maidservants and the slaves that are bought from the non-Jews? It's regarding the halacha of their spittle in the marketplace. But it's not going on their wine, because regarding the wine, it's different. The law that the Braisa mentions regarding the wine is only going on B'nei HaShavachis, and not on Avadim. Now, that is the Gemara. This answer is Hanicha, is it works well, Laman the Amar Tame. According to the Pinyin, who says, as we said, there's two different versions, the Braisa quotes, what's the halacha regarding their spittle and what they step on in the shuk. So, according to the one that says that it's going to be Tame, so yeah, we can understand why the Braisa had to say, V'chein b'nei hashvachis, to connect the laws of the slaves to the laws of the sons and maidservants, to say, regarding their spittle and what they step on, that would be a chiddush to tell us that so too, for the laws of the children, the maidservants, although it's a little bit more lenient because they were born in the Jewish home, still, they consider them like zaven, like richly impure, and therefore their spittle is going to be tameh. Not just avadim, but also b'nei shvachas. So it's for that that they're connecting, but like we said, not regarding the laws of the wine. That leniency regarding the day-old baby, the ketanim, is only for b'nei shvachas, not for avadim. But that's only according to the version that says that what's in the shuk of their spittle is going to be tummy. Elamad amatar, but according to the other version that said that what they're stepping on and what they're spitting the shuk is going to be tahar. So then that's difficult, because since you're telling me already that what the slaves are stepping on or they're spitting in the shuk is going to be tahar, for sure by bnei hashvachis, because we said bnei hashvachis, if anything, they're similar to the avadim. They're both avadim, but at least they were born in a Jewish home. So for sure, what they, if you tell me avadim, their rukun is and midrasim is going to be tar. For sure, bnei hashvachis. So it's not. I don't need v'chein to tell you that, because of course you already said avadim. I don't need to tell you bnei hashvachis. And since regarding wine, you're saying they're also not gonna, they're not comparable. That you're saying that the laws of that the Braisa talks about the Biyai Nesach is not going back in Avadim, it's only going around in Bnei Hashvachis, because actually regarding Avadim, you tell me that even Ketanim would make it Asr. So what are you going to be able to say? Why does the Braisa go ahead and put them V'chein and put them together? The Braisa should have said them as two different halachas, totally unrelated, and I would have known one from the other. It should have said that Avadim Shemalu B'Leitav, regarding slaves that were circumcised and not immersed, Rukun Tar, their spittle is Tar. And of course I would know regarding Bnei Hashvachis that Rukun is tar, because they're more lenient. And then, not the chen, a different halacha. Bnei Hashvachis, the sons and the maidservants, that they circumcised and did not immerse, so regarding their wine, if they're a dull, if they're bigger, then it's aser. If they're smaller, then it's mutter. But not the chen, because like you said, that law is not going back on Avadim. And the law of Avadim, I don't have to say v'chein, because of course if it's tar there, for sure it's tar over here. So how do we understand, according to that Manda Amar, what does v'chein mean? So answers the Gemara, Hakmash Malon, that yeah, most definitely it says v'chein, so it's connecting for one aspect of the Braisa, the laws of Avadim and Bnei Hashvachis. And says the Gemara, it's regarding the laws of Yayin Nesach. But not like the Gemara had asked, oh, you're comparing Avadim to Bnei Hashvachis. Well, what does it say over there by the laws of Yayin Nesach? It says, Ketanim are not going to make it Asr. Oh, that contradicts Rav, who said that even a day-old baby is going to make it Asr. That says, no. It's not comparing it regarding the laws of what it says regarding Ketanim. It's comparing the two of them regarding the laws that it said regarding Gedolim. That it said the bigger children, the ones who know what Avodah Zarah is, what they touch is going to become Yayin Nesach. That's what the Bryce is clarifying and saying. Yeah, and that applies even to Avodim, only because they were Malu V'Loi Tavlu. But if they had circumcised and immersed, then even there, it actually would not make a Yayin Nesach. As the Gemara explains, it's comparing Avadim to Dumi Dimnei Shvachis for some element, that's why it says V'chein, regarding the laws of slaves that were bought from non-Jews, and regarding the sons of maidservants that are already there in the Jewish home, which is Ma Bnei Shvachis, just like the sons of maidservants, Malu V'Loi Tavlu, it's only if they circumcise and they did not immerse. That's Uhuda Eisen Yayin Nesach. That's only when, if they're bigger boys or girls, that's when what they touch becomes Yayin Nesach. Malu V'Tavlu Loi, but if they circumcise and they immerse, then no, then even if they're Gedolim, what they touch is not going to become Yayin Nesach, af avodim kein. It's regarding that they were comparing it to slaves that were bought from non-Jews. Well, of course, what do you mean? If he's circumcised and he's tayvul, so he's like a regular Jew, why should he become Yayin Nesach? Says the Gemara, lafukim in the Rav Nachman HaMashmul. It's coming to exclude from the laws of Rav Nachman HaMashmul, the Amr of Nachman HaMashmul, that he says, halakeich avodim in ha'ivdi gechavim. Regarding this category that we describe, someone buys a slave from non-Jews, Ava pishem olav atavla, he says that even though the child, what the slave was circumcised and immersed, oisin yayin nesach, what he touches is still going to become forbidden to have benefit, to consume, like yayin nesach, achetishka avaydis kachav mipiyem. So what's the qualification? Until he stops talking about his avaydis zara. So even though he became Jewish, but he was just a day ago, 3 days ago, a week ago, still talking about his avaydis zara, he says that it's going to be only after he stops talking about his avaydis zara. Kamash malon delay. That's what the Gemara answers for Rav. It's not comparing it regarding the laws of the Ketanim. There were two laws that it said regarding Bnei Shavachis, Ketanim and Gedolim. Ketanim, they're different. You're right, Avadim is not going to be the same. Avadim is going to be also even by Ketanim. It's regarding Gedolim that they're comparing and saying that it's only because Malu V'Loi Tavlu that it's Aser. But if Malu V'Loi Tavlu, then be Mutter. And same things regarding Avadim. Not like this halacha of Rav Nachman the Mishmul, who says that even Malu V'Loi Tavlu would be problematic until they stop talking about the Avodah Zarah. But now the Gemara explains that opinion. Gufa, so we had said, Amar Nachman HaMashmul, he says, someone buys a slave from a non-Jew, Ava Pishra Malav Atavla, he says, even though the slave was circumcised and immersed, Eitzen Yayin Nesach, what he touches becomes Yayin Nesach, Achatishka Avayz Gachav Mepim, until it's forgotten from their mouths the name of their idol. That clarifies the Gemara of a comma, and how long does that take? Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Achnei Masa Chedesh, until 12 months. So for the first 12 months that he became the slave of a Jew, even though halachically in most areas he's the law of a regular Jew, in this regard, it's going to be Yain Nesach until after 12 months. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Hv Rabbi Rav Nachman. Rabbi asked to Rav Nachman, who we just quoted his teaching from this brisa that we originally had asked on Rav, and then we explained it. No, actually, that it's the brisa is including from Menachem and Shmuel. So now they ask it on Rav Nachman, and they say the brisa says, someone buys this halacha that Rav Nachman was talking about, a slave from idol worshippers. So if these slaves were circumcised and not immersed, and the same halacha applied to v'chim b'nei hashvachis, so to the children of maidservants, who they were owned by Jews, these maidservants are owned by the Jews, and they had children, where the maidservant herself didn't get immersed. So the child, even Shamalu, even though he was circumcised, but Balei Tavlu, if he wasn't immersed yet, so then Reikin Numedrus, regarding their spittle and what they step on, as we continue to Medbeis, Beshuk, in the marketplace is going to be Tamei. Vamrilan, some say it's going to be Tar. Yainan, regarding their wine, Kedai Lemoisin Yain Nesach, the bigger ones, the bigger children, what they touch is going to become Yain Nesach. Ketanim Einos Yain Nesach, the smaller ones are not going to, what they can touch is not going to make Yain Nesach. And it says, the Brayis, and we quoted this all on Umar Alf, Elohim Gedolim, Elohim Ketanim. What's the bigger ones, what's the smaller ones? Gedolim Mishayed Mativ Abizkicham Mishem Shao. The bigger ones are those that are familiar with the Avodah Zarah and its utilities and how it's served. Ketanim Shein Yayed Mativ Abizkicham Mishem Shao. The smaller ones, who we say what they touch is not going to become Yain Nesach, are those who are not so familiar with the Avodah Zarah. Ketani Mias, but one thing says the Gemara to ask on Rav Nachman is that the Brisa tells us, Malo Bulei Tavlu In. When did we say that when they touch becomes Yain Nesach? Is when they were circumcised, but they were not immersed. But Malo Bulei Tavlu Lai, but if they were circumcised and immersed, then what they touch does not become Yain Nesach, which contradicts Rav Nachman, who says that even if they're Malo Bulei Tavlu, it's going to be a Yain Nesach, like Avodah Zarah, up until 12 months later. So says the Gemara, Tirgama Bnei Shvachas. As we had answered for Rav, similar type of procession, is that, no, Rav Nachman's correct. Regarding an Eved, it's going to be us, even if he's Mal V'Tavol, until 12 months later. This, that the Brisa says, that if they're Mal V'Tavol, it's already going to be not a problem of Yain Nesach, is going on the children of maidservants, who they didn't grow up, and they weren't born even in a non-Jewish home. That's what we say, that it's going to be permitted. But regarding Avadim, it's going to be Achatishka until it's going to be submerged, the name of Avodah Zarah, from their mouths, which will take 12 months. And that has to come up, but Behovachin Ketani. But the Brisa compares, how can you say that this law was only said regarding Bnei Shvachis? The Brisa seems to be equating the laws of Avadim that are brought from Oiv Tikuchavim to the laws of the Bnei HaShvachis. So it's like, well, that's Arukun Nemidrus, and that's only regarding, they compared regarding the laws of the spittle and what they step on, and the shuk. For that, they have the same halacha, but the law of the wine was only said regarding the Bnei HaShvachis. And that is the Gemara Hanichel Mandam Atame. That's good to say that what's comparing the two of them, Avodim and Neishvachas, regarding the one who says that the law of their Reich and their Medris in the Shuk is going to be Tame. So you could say that it's saying not only is Avodim, but even Neishvachas is going to be Tame. Elamandam Atarmai Eklamim, but according to the one who says that even for Avodim, you already start off the Brisa saying what they step on in their spittle is going to be Tahar, for sure Bnei HaShvachis, which it's for sure, if anything, more lenient, for sure it's going to be Tahar, so what are you comparing the two of them? You're not comparing regarding the law of the wine. You're not comparing regarding Reik and Medrasa, because for that you don't have to. So the Gemara, HaKamash Malan, what is the Brisa teaching us? Yeah, it is comparing the two, and it is regarding the laws of Yain Nesach, but it does not contradict Rav Nachman. Here the Gemara does the exact opposite, a 180 of what it did for Rav, it's doing for Rav Nachman. It's teaching us Avodim Dumi Dibnei Shvachas. It's comparing the laws of the slaves to the sons of the maidservants. And telling you, not regarding the laws of the Gadol, but regarding the laws of the Ketanim. Ma Bnei Shvachas, just like the sons of the maidservants, G'daylim Hu Da'isin Yayin Nesach, it's the larger kids who make Yayin Nesach. Ketanim Ein Oisin Yayin Nesach, that the smaller children do not make Yayin Nesach. It's regarding that Af Avodim Nami. It's in that area, regarding the Ketanim law, that it's telling you the same thing regarding slaves. Yeah, the larger kids can make Yain Nesach, and even if it's Mal V'Tavol, it's not regarding that, it's not comparing it to the laws of Bnei Shvachas. Bnei Shvachas has that law. Avadim doesn't have that law, like the way of Nachman said. So what's it comparing it to? It's comparing it to the element that it says that Ketanim Ein Oisin Yain Nesach, that however, if a younger child, a day old, a week old child, touches the wine, it does not become Yain Nesach, La'afuki midirav, where actually the Brisa is coming to exclude from Rav. Dama Rav, like Rav said, Tinik ben Yemi Yain Nesach, he said if a day old baby child touches the wine, it does become Yain Nesach. Kamash Malon Deloy. That's what he's teaching, that the Brisa is saying that no, that by Avodim it's not going to be the same, and it's not going to make a Yain Nesuch. So essentially we have a Brisa here that's open for the inferential interpretation of what is it coming to say when it's comparing Avodim to Bnei HaShvachos, because we said it's difficult, according to either interpretation, what V'chein is, and each one is using it to comparison to exclude from the other one's halacha, and there is not a contradiction in either one, because either one could say that's what the inferential, either it's coming to exclude, like Rav says, Rav Nachman's halacha, or it's like Rav Nachman says, what's coming to exclude from Rav's halacha.